next morning...
I'm working my active spells.
Yeah, you should memorize your
spells. Yes, I'll do that right now.
Okay.
So that's the way I'll be.
Everyone roll me a d10.
Oh, no.
10.
Okay.
You got a 10? Wow.
I got a 1.
Oh, you got a 1. Yeah. Okay, you're last. You fucked. Yeah, you... You slept in.
Well, eight. I did bounce off my dice.
I got 8.
You got an 8. You got a 10.
All right, now, you're outside bright and early. You're like, oh, God. Get out here, stretch my legs. Feel good about myself. Don't feel yourself. But I just ain't feeling good about myself. But, yeah. And, this guy comes up to you. You don't recognize him, but you're one of the Hunter Prince, right? Round over guys. We got a job for you.
Okay. I go back in
the bed. Stable, yeah. Upstairs.
Yeah.
Hey. Here we go.
What?
Hey, you're gonna get him first.
Busy motherfucker. What do you want?
We got a job for us.
Alright. I better wake him. Doing the spells, okay. Yes. What are we doing?
Walk and chop.
Yeah, okay, I'll do.
Okay. There you
go. What? What? Come on. Come on.
There's beer downstairs. Let's go.
And I'm really up.
I'm downstairs. Okay. Go back out, meet the guy. Okay. Got a job for you. Who would you be? Ansling Lum.
Ansling Lum.
So is he a human?
Yes, sir.
Alright.
I'm an assistant for the prince.
Oh. Nice to meet you.
Mr. Lum?
Alright.
What does this job entail? Well, an item was taken about almost a month ago.
Okay. That is a long time.
Yeah.
Between when it was taken.
We have a good idea where it might be.
What is the item? Where do you think it is? Why do you think it is?
It is a sword. Lord here, it's his sword. His so squire,
the prince's dad,
stole
that
prince's dad.
You know that the prince is really the squire's sword.
Yeah. He had access to it.
A stolen sword, yeah?
Okay.
Does he still have it?
We don't know.
How shiny is it?
Sword. It's not just a regular sword.
Is it an ancient sword or like family?
Is it magical?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, cool. But technically, it was pretty shiny.
Okay, so it will be a shiny sword.
So, see, yeah, it's kind of right.
This is not well kept. But
regardless of that, he can find it.
Right direction. We go the right direction, yeah. Right. So what are the clues to
we
need to
find the squire?
Where do we start? There we go.
The old south. That's where we believe he went.
The old south.
Down south of the city.
Alright.
Believe that's where he went.
South of the city, as in outside of the city, as in another town?
not towards the town, so we don't know for sure.
Does he have people with him, or just by himself, or is he a little group, or?
No, he was by himself. We don't know who he's in bulk.
Hmm.
Why would he do that?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Okay.
That's like, we have no idea why his squire was running around.
Right.
And unless he owed someone money, or he just bolted with the weapon to freaking saw.
Right.
Okay.
We're not sure.
So,
it's one way to find out.
I mean, is this like house, cottage, and inn?
He's just running somewhere. We need to go chase him. Follow his track here.
The place we think he went is an old estate that has been abandoned for years. But we think that's where he went. We're not sure. Now, we're able to offer you a scroll of locate object.
Okay.
And it's got a long duration on it. And hey, you get close to that place, maybe you might find it. If it's not there,
so pretty much I use a spell and it'll like, I'll be able to sense like if it's
you'll be able
radiant.
To locate, you'll be able
it's a locator spell.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It'll radiate where you can tell it is that way.
Yeah, it's definitely it's like, in the right direction.
That way, down the stairs, whatever.
Yeah.
And
Kate
can locate the object.
Mm-hmm.
What's the duration? What's the distance?
This is actually 2 miles, and it lasts half hour.
Alright.
Can we presume the squire is on his own? Should we end up finding
him? Well, he ran to somebody. So,
do you want him back alive?
Get the sword.
Interesting question.
Sword is number one priority.
You would bring him back alive. That's on you.
Right, got it.
Because there's not a bounty on his head.
Right, but he kind of
it's just, hey.
Almost like treason, though. We kind of just...
Well, maybe the Lord might want him back.
Right.
In some other ways. Yes.
Well,
good way to prove that up.
We need to support him.
Yep.
Guess you're cleaning bathrooms. Crap. But he didn't say anything about killing him.
So he just wants his sword back.
Okay. He wants his sword back.
But if he so happens to die by attacking us, so be it.
Alright. So while this is going on, I'm going to go ahead and go to the stables and get our horses ready.
Okay.
Right. Do I have permission to take Shadow? Yeah. If Shadow's will.
That's the question.
Right. Right. Right.
Show a person or
so you got a pretty horse.
Oh, okay. You got a pretty horse too?
He does, but it's
on the
wild side.
Process.
Yes, the one you just trained, yes.
Of bridling it and
yes.
Getting it.
I've already named it.
Cooperative.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Well, she asked me to give it a name.
I forgot.
It doesn't have a name.
I forgot that part.
And it's aggressive.
Right.
So I need to calm it.
Mm-hmm.
But mean it. And saddle it. So
essentially break the horse.
Mm-hmm. What better way to take it on an adventure?
Could be problematic.
He won't know till it happens.
Well,
but it should still have its bridle on.
Right.
Yeah, you put the bridle on it, but you haven't tried to put a saddle on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well?
A blanket and a freaking saddle on it and see if it will stay.
Right. I'm gonna try and do that, and I mean, if it starts to resist, I'm just gonna
wait for another day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, give me a d20 on your animal handling and see if it will cooperate.
What is animal handling another?
Next wizard.
So it accepts the blanket and saddle.
It whinnies a bit.
Right.
It's not used to having a saddle on it.
Right.
You're not ready.
You have to roll another one with a claim on it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna
it's like putting a saddle, that blanket, a saddle on is one thing, but actually you climbing on it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and go over to the snack treat trough trade thing. Feed it, you know, positive reinforcement, you know.
Right, yeah.
Food's a huge motivator when it comes to animal.
You think so, yeah.
Did something good. So, doing that, I want to make sure that it's nice and calm and good with me being there.
And it seems pretty good with you. You've been around it for a little. So it's kind of taking you.
Meanwhile, I've already gotten our horses ready and whatnot. This is just kind of like an exercise project. So,
see, if
this doesn't go well,
then you'll grab another horse and get the hell out of here.
We'll take the saddle off. I want to keep the bridle on so that way it gets used to it. That way it's not, you know, I might take the bit out. That way it doesn't, what is that, flush?
Yeah.
So,
it's not.
Right.
You can't pull back on it. You just have.
That way it'll be able to eat unimpeded.
Yeah. You know?
So, I'm going to go ahead and try and mount the horse. See how she does.
Okay!
I've taken him out to the braking rut. You know,
yeah, you already done that.
Right.
Didn't really go that well, but it did. You're still alive.
Right.
It didn't throw you. Yeah, it did. It did buck a bit. Yeah, but it's like a. Okay. Another D20. Animal handling. We're all in the ashtray.
Three.
Ew!
Said I gotta roll under my.
You gotta roll a d20 under your dexterity to not get totally thrown off.
So I have to roll it again?
You got thrown off.
My dexterity is an 18.
But you got thrown off. You had to roll both of that.
You said I had to roll under my.
No, it's.
No, that was for the mounting.
Okay.
Yeah. That was your animal handle. you once, yeah, you mounted it and it got freaked out, sort of bucking like crazy, and with your five, that's how long you're able to hold on.
Alright,
Ronco busting.
We're gonna take her back into her stall and give her some just plain basic food.
Apparently doesn't want to be ridden right now.
It's totally fine.
Now you take the time to really bust its ass.
It does not get a treat for
poor behavior. A long time.
For poor behavior.
Okay.
Take the saddle off, put it on the...
Set it up.
This bow thing.
Can you leave the bright one?
No.
This thing's wild. Yeah. It's just...
That's fine. I'm just going to take everything off and let it be a horse. In a box.
Dangerous in both ends. And crafty in the middle.
I'm going to grab the other horses, take it out to them. Meet up with Mr. Long. Ready to depart.
Alright.
You guys have your stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Everyone armed and ready?
Seems so, huh?
Haven't got arrows now.
So the spell.
So you are what?
The spell locate item. It doesn't go towards my last spell. This is an extra spell for now, right?
It's an activatable.
Or do I have to replace it with one of my other ones?
It's a scroll that you would carry, and you would activate it by saying the incantation.
So it's just an extra.
Yeah, because you're supposed to. If you use a scroll, it's going to disappear.
Right.
Right.
Now, if you write it in your spellbook.
Yeah. Pound it.
You'll have it forever.
Is it a level one?
It's a level one spell.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But I think before we
depart, then you can memorize it after you write it in your spellbook. You can take 8 hours to freaking memorize it.
So I think before we leave, you should probably transcribe it into your notebook.
That's what I just did, yeah.
So that way you have a copy on it. That's just. It doesn't take up a spell. You can use
it doesn't ruin the scroll. You copy your spell book.
Mm.
You don't need the scroll because you have it memorized.
Right, so you can save it to take back to Wingardium.
You can take it back to him.
But do I have to replace it with one of my active spells to use it?
You have to sit for 8 hours and memorize it.
But we're leaving now.
Allegedly.
Right. So I don't have time to I don't have time to memorize it. I'm saying unless we wait 8 hours and then we go.
Wouldn't detect magic. Like what's the thing on that?
Well, detect magic is just being able to detect magic. But
locate object
is you're locating a certain thing.
Right.
That you already have in your head. That this is what I'm after.
Right.
So I can.
Now you could try. Now you can go ahead and copy your spell.
Yes, I did, yeah. And I was thinking about using it when we get down
maybe
to that.
If you guys freaking rest for a while, he can take time to freaking memorize. Right?
Well, I was going to use the scroll when we get to the state. And then go from there. But also copy it. So I can use it again before or later another day.
Well, you gotta use it one way or the other. You have to. You're supposed to return to this guy.
Right.
The sword.
You're supposed to return it to him.
Oh, the spell.
In any scrolls that you find, you're supposed to bring back.
Right.
But you can take and.
But you can copy this in your spell book and it will not destroy the scroll.
Right.
But now you have that spell.
Right.
But you'll have to take the 8 hours to
memorize it. You'll have to take 8 hours.
And put it into your
Which is I something you do overnight. Yeah, you do overnight. Mm. You memorize it. You sit back, meditate, and memorize it.
So we're not going to worry about really using the spell. We're just going to go track this guy down.
Right. And if it doesn't turn up any available leads, then we could post up outside of his place.
Right. And then camp and use the spell.
And
right.
To check magic, only has 20-foot distance.
Mm.
So that's not going to...
That's making sure...
So we need to be somewhat close.
Right.
Yeah. Locate item, you could be miles away. Right. Or locate.
Right.
Or where it might be.
So the option to... We're going to go track him down, and if we don't find him, I'll have to end up having to use it. But we'll have to wait, whatever, and all that, yes. Okay. Alright.
Well, you have a description of the sword.
Mm-hmm.
What it is.
Right.
Locate item. Boom. Mm-hmm. You're on. Mm-hmm. Just take magic.
Yeah.
Locate item? No, he could be a couple miles away.
But if we find him.
If you're, you're looking for the item. You're not looking for the guy who took it. You're looking for
essentially we could,
if you already know what the item is, then it's easier to find it.
We could take this tomorrow and do it tomorrow.
We'll give him a chance to memorize the spell, write it in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't exactly a schedule.
Right, there wasn't a time
to do it. Yeah, I didn't actually say anything.
Put it on your to-do list. Find this sword.
Yeah.
It's whatever it takes, basically.
Yeah. This is a really nice sword.
It's been gone 30 days. I mean, another day.
Okay. Alright. That's what I'm looking at.
I just finally found a group of adventurers that are freaking willing to go do it.
Okay, so we'll wait till the next day to do that. So what are we going to do with that?
That gives you a chance to reset your freaking spell list and... Mm-hmm.
So what do we have planned on doing then? We try to find him without it.
Well, right. We could try that.
Venture down there and go check out this estate they're hauling him out. Mm-hmm. Just see what we find down there. We might run into the guy. Who knows?
If we find him, and he acts all shifty or whatnot. Okay, cool. We leave, But, we'll keep...
We might as well...
You know what I mean?
Unless there's any other plan.
You know he's an elf.
So, their plans of the day, we might as well just go down there then and... Explore, huh?
My only other plan was I'm gonna try and get Shatter to unread him. Other than that,
well, he's probably gonna get drunk. And
he's like, "Hey, no, we're gonna probably beer downstairs. What the fuck
are we doing out here?" No, probably about it.
So we might as well go explore to the estate then and see what it is.
Yeah.
Why not? Where are we ready to go, right?
That's what I signed the horses for.
All right. Like I said, you already got the horses ready, so we might as well. Right.
You're gonna sit around, memorize spells. He's gonna go drinking.
So we're gonna start the day off still doing something. I can memorize spell later. We still want to go do something.
Or did you want to wait here and do that, and we'll go see what's up with it, and if he's there,
yeah,
and then come back, and if
that could.
You know what I mean?
But you got a couple of trackers.
Yeah, if you guys want to go track them down, I can memorize the spell shit, and then... Something like that, yeah.
Sound good?
Why not?
Catch up with you?
Catch up with you, yeah. Yeah, that could work.
I know they say don't split the party, but...
That's what I'm saying. That's all I was saying.
It's not like we're splitting the party and going in two different dangerous directions. You know,
yeah.
You
two are going to look this place over and
right.
See if that's where he really went.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And
If he's there, if he's alone.
Right.
I don't know. Do you think we should approach him and be like, hey, what's up with the sword? Or...
You mean the guy that took the sword?
Right.
Well, I mean, if we find him, I mean, don't want to risk losing him.
Right. Oh, I got manacles.
Dagger.
Yeah, there you go.
So I can't do nothing while I'm trying to memorize the spell at all? Yeah, just can't.
We're going to borrow
you
your horse.
You have 8 hours to freaking memorize your spells.
Okay. We're going to borrow your horse.
So you got to put it in
there. You go. Yeah, I can't do shit while...
You spell list together?
Right. But I can't do shit while memorizing it.
Nope.
You can't even...
In a trance.
You can't do anything.
All right, it's like a fucking... Yeah, it's like a... Yeah, meditation.
You're in a trance.
Meditate. Hey, trance bullshit.
So, technically, if he's an elf, he should be able to get the benefits of a long rest on a short rest, like 4 hours.
Absolutely.
Right? No.
Well, I don't care what race it is.
Those are different rules, though.
Alright.
Even though he's going to live a lot longer than you guys are. But, maybe, unless he gets himself killed.
That's right. Probably something new they threw in after second edition.
Probably. I don't know. I just with the racial. Let's try it.
Oh, well, yes, it's on you guys.
Hell, even the third edition, it was 8 hours to freaking memorize. Okay. Recharge right. Batteries. It's 8 hours.
Alright, so.
I know, second edition definitely was.
Zanro.
Me and Zanro are gonna head out.
Okay.
Wanna stop anywhere in town before we go?
No. It should be good.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anything I need to buy. Not enough money to trade horses yet.
You wanna go have a drink?
Alrighty.
At least one before he leaves town.
I can refill it.
Showed up with maybe like Drake?
Offering.
You're wandering out of the town.
Ooh, what's this?
They got some music going on. What kind of festival is this?
We got time.
Maybe I might get lucky tonight. He's going to take a turn. Let's drive the horse up. I'm going to have a drink for him.
Okay.
Do you go with him or you
go?
What are you doing? You already kind of know what he's doing.
I'm gonna go in with him.
Alright. You're going. Okay. You're gonna have a drink. How stout do you want it? Do you want ale? Do you want wine? Do you want whatever?
I'll just go with a good old fashioned ale.
Okay. Anything for you? You buying?
Sure.
Fantastic.
That just made his day.
How much is it?
Oh, it's 5 silver a pop. Now you want something really strong?
Something in a bottle, maybe?
Would you like a bottle of booze?
Sure.
Instead of it.
He's an elf.
Yeah.
The guy we're going to see is an elf. So maybe...
Forty-six intelligence check from you.
12. Intelligence is 13.
You're gonna ask the barkeep what's on the bottom shelf.
Well, that would be down there.
Yeah, what would be the good stuff down there?
Would making good stuff on top shelf?
No, it was hides down there. That's the stuff they charge high for. But it's all water now. Good stuff.
Also less likely to get broken.
Yes. Okay. You just have that feeling. What's on the bottom shelf? That's what I want. Okay. For that, it's going to cost you a gold per shot.
Gold per shot.
Okay.
I'm not that invested in this guy. I mean, like, I was thinking at most like a gold.
Oh, bottle. You want the whole bottle?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be 10.
10?
That'd be 10. You have the whole bottle, it's all yours. You can do whatever you want. Just don't hit anyone with it.
Yes. What do you think about 5?
What are you going to do for 5?
Order 2 beers.
That's going to cost you more. You're not going to get ale for free.
Well, no.
Are you, like, gonna help me clean up some tables and stuff around here?
It's more for a gift. It's for the prince.
Alright.
Go ahead and buy the beers. One for me and one for him. And he goes ahead and buys the bottle.
Well, there's a nice event arena in this place.
What do you do there?
There's one guy standing there, and 3 others.
Oh, is it like a fighting ring?
Yeah, it is. But you guys are a little bit intrigued. This guy's going to take on 3 guys.
No.
He's a big guy, and he's built. He's going to take on 3 guys. Now the betting is on. Now there's people throwing bets left and right. You can take all 3 of them.
Dude.
Are you going to wager?
Who's that guy in the middle? The big one.
The guy who's like 6'3", 250.
Yeah, who is he? You don't know?
Well, did you ask him?
That's the barkeep, hey! Like, you're pointing out this fighting arena.
That's the Myrmidon.
The Myrmidon? What? Is he, like, part of the guard or something?
Professional soldier.
Professional soldier. Okay.
Not the guard of this town, but he was the guard of town before.
Okay.
He's now a mercenary.
He's a mercenary.
You guys are gonna wash He's going to take these three guys out. He's going to grab the first one that comes at him, just throw him in the cage. Second one, he kicks and knocks him all the way back. Third one, two punches. That guy's a four.
They're made of blood.
Yeah, and he just fell. Winner is the Myrmidon. It's almost like, Wolverine versus X-Men. He's over by the cage. Grab a beer, start drinking. We just took three guys out. No time flat. Totally no armor, no nothing on him. Just
our weapons allowed.
No weapons allowed. It's this
straight strength deck.
Straight. And he just. He went through all three of those guys too. But yeah, you're good to be. Holy shit!
Puppies!
Oh my god! And this guy's built like a brick shit house. And he's walking around like a freaking jerk. Doesn't seem to care about anything. He's take my pay.
So I go to the barkeep. Does he does he come here often? Thank you. Well, at least we know where one's at now.
Yep.
He goes right into the bar. Pours the nail. My night. And someone asked me, hey, you gonna take on five tomorrow? Well, see what tomorrow has. That's my audience. It's barehanded. I'm not saying he killed him, but he knocked him out.
Decisively. See, I would fight, but I usually need at least three ills in me before I do something that's
right. You only have one. You gotta get drunk enough to climb in the ring with this kickstool. Holy shit. You listen to Wallside, and he's got beating the shit out of these three guys. And it doesn't seem like he freaking put up a sweat doing it. It's like, what the hell is this thing?
Well, whenever you're ready, I'm going to head back out of the door.
Alright, yeah, okay. I've seen enough.
Do you enjoy it?
Were you not entertained?
Were you not entertained? Were you not entertained?
Fight him.
Doesn't seem like anyone else wants to freaking get in the ring with him either. He just took on three guys and kicked the shit out of all three.
Got seashell.
And okay. You're going out to the horse. You're still in the bar. You see him sitting in the bar. This guy looks like he's stronger than an ox.
Taking one too.
Yeah. Like I said, I compared him to Schwarzenegger. when it is prime. It's gonna be, oh god, he's big and built. Just... It doesn't seem to say much. So we woke up very early. Guy approached us. Guy approached me. I went and got them. Figured it was probably like noon when we ended up leaving because, you know, I got stables, breakfast. You were getting ready to go look. And then someone decided he didn't want to have a drink, and then we watched this fight. Shit. So, do you want to leave during the night, or you, which you don't have a problem going during the night, or you want to wait for him to get his spells memorized?
Well, I mean, yeah, he needs to do that regardless, but if we don't know where we're going. We're just going to a place that's south of town.
You were giving her direction.
Right. So then, alright, we're going to check out a couple places. And then, if we find them, cool. Like, I thought maybe we could try and subdue him, put him on the horse, bring him back with us.
The big question is, do you want to rest and hold up for the night? Wait for him to have his spells memorized, and horses are rested, everyone's fine,
sure,
and then take off in the morning.
Rather do that?
Yeah, we can.
I mean, either way, it was good.
Eli spoke in his way around at night. So,
well, I'm just saying, I kind of agree with him, just because we could always scout out the area, see what we find. You know, see if we're walking into something more than just one guy wandering,
right,
hiding,
yeah,
in the woods.
So, I mean, like, if we show
we
up
actually
there,
do need help, we could always come back.
Yeah.
Get him, get anybody else we might need.
You guys go out. Look around in the dark. It's getting dark. It's not dark.
Yeah.
But it is getting. You're looking for this place.
description of an estate.
Well, it's a house. It looks like it is an estate house. But supposedly it's been abandoned for years.
So we're looking for something that looks dilapidated or
not well kept.
Not well kept.
Yeah.
I mean, do we come across any other houses along this road or?
Nope. Across this trail, you don't come across it. No? It kind of surprises you.
There's nothing out here.
Any kind of tracks or anything?
You looking?
Yeah.
Okay, both of you go ahead.
Want to see how well traveled this is?
Yeah.
We're rangers, after all.
What are we rolling?
A d20 out of your whatever your tracking skill is.
What's that gonna be?
Wisdom.
Tracking wisdom. Got it.
Yeah, it's gonna make it hard. You can tell this road has been well traveled.
Rolling under?
Yeah.
4.
He's 5.
Hmm? His bolt easily did. So.
I got track. It's good.
You can tell horses, donkeys.
Fucking donkey.
Even maybe some oxen have gone by, gone through
recently.
Anywhere from about a month ago. Just lots of steady traffic.
They've had it.
Going through here. But you get to the place you mentioned. No lights, no candles, no nothing. And it looks like the place hasn't been that really well kept. So, think about.
We see any like hitch posts or signage or anything that we like
anything.
Strap the horses to and then proceed on foot?
Got a couple trees.
Yeah.
All right. Besides that,
I lash them to the tree, going on foot.
Yeah, there isn't like the hitch post. It got ripped down or something.
I'm gonna strap my horse to a tree and go in on foot. Okay. Cautiously.
That'll be the same. Bring my bow.
Same.
Okay.
Arrow not. You're just ready.
Are you gonna do any tracking as you're getting close to the water?
I'm gonna cross in a state of fray. You know?
Okay. I each one of
you. I tried. I brought my manacles. He's got his bow.
Yep.
Oh.
13.
I got a natural 20. Supposed to be
you good. Almost climbed up the side of the wall. As beautiful.
So rolling a natural 20 is a good thing.
Yes, it
is. Okay.
That means you made no sound. Even carry your manacles.
When it comes to doing things,
well, I wrapped them in cloth.
You guys get right up to the door. And this place looks like a... Think of a southern...
Right, southern house, southern ranch house.
Yeah, southern ranch house.
I mean, is there stables or is there...
Plantation kind of thing.
Yeah, a southern plantation.
This far from town, you don't come here on foot.
No, you don't.
So, I'm looking for signs of...
Oh, there's a stable over there.
I'm going to go and see if there's any
last time. Okay.
You're going to go in?
Come on, don't be a pussy.
Well, I mean, I'm by the house, aren't I?
Right.
All right, so you only stay by the house, you check the stable quick?
Right, because, I mean, if there's no horse here, then, like... Not here, or somebody took places.
Yeah. I mean, he could be traveling on foot, or he had to ditch the horse.
Okay, give me 46 under your perception.
What is perception?
You got your shoes.
Perception's 15. 4d6.
Zero.
Two. Start. Four. Six. Two. Five.
That's 13. Made it. Okay. You do see a lot of footprints.
Are they the same? Same size footprint?
For the most part, yes, but there are some that are smaller.
Smaller, like child or halfling?
Small.
Small, like gnome or halfling?
Yeah, that'd be in that category. There are some that are bigger, which are your body size.
So,
actually bigger than you. Because you're not that big.
Right.
So,
I mean, like, how many different sets of footprints are there?
You got two at least for sure. But they're boot prints. But it's just... You can see there's been a lot of...
Back and forth.
Back and forth.
Between the house and stable.
And everywhere else.
Can it all fresh? Is there any... newly ones, like in the recent 24 hours, like day old. Used to track and game, you know, I can tell.
Especially if it rained that previous day around.
Right.
You say within the last 48 hours, there's been a lot of traction. But yeah, it's going back and forth, back and forth.
Do you see any horses, hogs, cows, baby, whatnot?
No, you get to the stable. There.
It's empty?
Yeah, there's nothing in there at all.
So there's a house and a stable. No other outlying buildings.
Oh, there's another outlying building. Yeah.
Converging on the house.
You're going to come across what looks like kind of a workshop. And, you know, it's got a blade saw in it. It's got counters that apparently people work on.
They're
pretty dusty.
Okay. So,
do I hear anything while he's investigating the stable? Nothing?
Nope.
Alright.
This was really quiet.
So I think when I head back to the house, I want to head back over to the stable and find those fresh tracks, the freshest that I can find, and follow them.
Okay, these look like they've been at least almost a week since everyone's walked to the first. Yeah, it's a week to 10 days.
But there was very recent tracks
going toward the building, but
none leaving it.
Not going to sit, going somewhere else, but not going to sit.
Follow it.
Well, Lulu, you're right back to where you started.
Trail.
Mm-hmm. So is there a front door and back door to this house?
Nope. Huh? Have a look and have him just stand up at the front door and go. Excuse me.
Fuck it. I mean, let's go in the house.
Yeah. Doesn't appear to be anything in there, but at least maybe we can possibly find some clues.
Or at least something off the box.
Yeah.
Alright. I go back around to the front of the house, and we go in. I open up the door.